and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Salen, and today the topic is going to be partially inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called Peter Yarrow and Me, Left and Right. You can find my columns all over, worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. You'll get a drop-down menu with lots of glorious options of things to read, watch, and see. I hope you'll follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. I hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page and join the Dad Chat Google Plus community. I am trying to play in as many forms of new and old media as possible, and I do like to claim that there are not many bloggers or social media people that do play in as many forms of new and old media as I do. I obviously broadcast this show on traditional AM radio, though it also appears on iTunes and my website. Plus, I write a column that is in the Santa Barbara News Press, a longstanding traditional newspaper. But I do a lot of social media things like Dad Chat, which is the biggest parent community, I think, in social media. And I'll tell you a little bit more about what's happening at Dad Chat tonight, because we have a very special guest tonight. Today's guests on the show, however, are our usual fearsome threesome of Cheryl and Harley LeBond for some political talk, and boy, is there politics going on in the last 48 hours. Also, Pastor Drew Sams for some spiritual talk, and Dr. Jennifer Weberman for probably today some baby talk, since she is due to have her baby in 8 days, I believe. The new Because I Said So comic strip is the same as last week because I didn't put up a new one. It's called When is Tax Day? The new one will be coming, and it is also very good. It's called I Miss You, Dad, and I think it's our 130th comic strip. As I said earlier, we're having a special guest at Dad Chat tonight, Guy Kawasaki, who is the chief evangelist for a new startup in Australia called Canva. Prior to that, he was the chief evangelist for Apple. Yes, that Apple. He's a big player in social media, fascinating guy, father of four, loves to play hockey, and we are going to learn about Canva and social media careers for our kids and to some degree for ourselves, because that is the topic at Dad Chat tonight. Canva is a website about graphic design, and we'll learn all about it. A lot of things are available at Canva for free, and Guy will explain that and more tonight as we are meeting at 6 p.m. West Coast time, Pacific time, 9 p.m. East Coast time, which, by the way, is my time because I am broadcasting today again from my little tiny apartment in Boston. I am here helping my son finish up his sophomore year and, more importantly, helping him pack up and leave Boston for good. After 8 days of being here in the dreary weather, I actually cannot wait to get back home to California, where I understand Southern California is sweltering. I imagine it's mildly beautiful, as it almost always is in Santa Barbara, but it is hot in Southern California, but at least the sun is out. I haven't seen the sun much here in Boston. I did go to Fenway Park, which is this week's I'm Not That Dad blog. It's called Fenway, an American Institution and Icon. I went to Fenway Park my second day here. We saw the Yankees. It was the day in which the Yankee pitcher got thrown out for having pine tar on his neck. What a bozo. You're going to use pine tar. Don't put it right there on your neck. Evidently, this is one of those things. It's not really illegal, but it's frowned upon. And he just was so dumb, blatant with it, that they just had to bust him. And it was funny. The crowd was going nuts. They were just hooting and hollering, and I didn't know what was going on because the PA system there is not one in which they tell us much. It was even hard to tell which inning it was or what outs. The park is glorious in so many other ways, but it took me a while to kind of figure out where to look and what to find out. Reminds me of when my father used to go see the Dodgers. He would always take a transistor radio and have a, in those days, they had a one earbud thing. And he would listen to Vin Scully and know a lot more of what was going on, even though he was watching the game right there. And I felt like I needed Vin Scully or whoever the Boston equivalent was at that point, because I didn't know what the heck was going on the pitcher's mound with everybody hooting and hollering and people standing around. And it was only the next day that I found out what really happened. And my dad also, for what it's worth, I was freezing. It was cold. It was windy. And it just seemed the wind just cut through the layers of clothing that I had because I thought I was pretty well dressed. My son came with me, my 20-year-old son, who has about as much interest in baseball as he does going to college, which is zilch. And he was just looking on his cell phone all the time, basically listening to music. He is a music lover and a musician. And in fact, that is probably where his life and career will continue to take him. Not sure college will continue in music, but I don't know what he's going to do, if he's even going to continue college. So, I've already reflected on Boston. I wanted to tell you about that. I also want to reflect on what's gone on politically in the next, in the last 48 hours. And I will get into this, I hope, with passionate detail and fervor with Cheryl and Harley Laban, my next guest. The new Benghazi revelations are pretty darn staggering. Yet Jay Carney in the White House continues to try to spin them as if they don't matter. And our wonderful House Minority Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, continues to sound like such an idiot. I cannot believe this woman was ever elected to Congress. They're charging $10 for all the Berkeley graduates in California, that Berkeley, not the Berkeley School of Music here in Boston, to attend their own graduation to hear none other than Nancy Pelosi. I would think she would have to pay them to bore them with her idiocy. Nancy Pelosi is one of the staggeringly stupid people I have ever heard in public office. Maybe she's tied with Harry Reid. I don't quite get it. As much as I don't like President Obama, the man does not ever appear stupid. He might appear misguided. I don't agree with his policies. He does not appear stupid. He is very articulate. Nancy Pelosi comes across, I mean, honestly, as a total stupid idiot. Harry Reid comes across as a doddering old fool. I mean, the things he says and gets away with, if he were a Republican, he would have been drummed out of the Senate long ago. It's staggering to me. But Jay Carney, brilliant guy, trying to fool us to believe that this new email was not about Benghazi, just about general goings on in the Middle East, even though the subject is Benghazi, even though they talk about avenging the deaths or the violent acts against Americans, in this case, four Americans that were killed, even though it came up by a court order requesting Benghazi documents, but no, we're supposed to believe it just was about the general goings on in the Middle East. I don't understand it. How does anyone on the left fall for this anymore? Even mainstream media, that ABC reporter, I couldn't believe how assertive he was in basically challenging Jay Carney. But I don't know how Jay Carney can look in the mirror at himself. I don't know how our president can. Nancy Pelosi, I think the mirror would crack. And Harry Reid, I'm not sure he could see himself in the mirror. He seems to be such a fool. I don't even understand it. There's one other thing in the news that is also pretty staggering. They have reported that we are on the verge, within the next handful of years, of becoming the second economy in the world behind China. How long do you think we have been the number one economy in the world? 100 years, 50 years, 75 years? It was in 1872 that America overtook Britain as the world's number one economy. So under President Obama, we will potentially slip to number two, and no power or country in the history of humankind has ever recouped their number one status after losing it. We will slide to number two behind China, and we are already no longer a power that instills any fear in the world. Just look at what's going on with Iran. Look at what's going on all over the Middle East, and especially what's going on with Putin and the Middle East. I got to say, it's scary stuff. It's really scary stuff. If I wasn't a father, I'm not sure I would care. I have probably lived well past the halfway point in my life, and I've had a blessed life. But I really do worry for the future of our planet and our country and my kids and their future. The economy is a disaster. The more we read about it, the more the numbers are really revealed and analyzed, the more frightening it is given all the other good things that should be happening with the energy resources we have. Anyway, I didn't get time for a Dad's Point of View life lesson. Hopefully we'll do that later today. In the meantime, we've got Cheryl and Harley LeBond coming aboard momentarily. Hopefully she will call soon. Let's take a break and try to reach Cheryl while we are hearing some commercials.